When the Pacers got up by 26 points in the second quarter against the Boston Celtics, they probably knew that Boston has more comebacks of 15 points or more than any team in the NBA, that they're 2-2 this season when the Celtics trailed by 22 or more. So when the Pacers led by 26 points in the second quarter, it was extremely impressive, but also very, very far away from a surefire thing as it relates to the result. The third quarter proved that. The Pacers went into the third quarter with a 21-point lead on the road in Boston, something that you almost couldn't have scripted any better if you were the Pacers. They led by 14 after one, by 21 after two, and by as many as 26 points in the first half. The third quarter, Boston doubled up the Pacers. 34-17, they took a 21-point deficit and trimmed it to four, and multiple times in the fourth quarter, Boston was able to take a lead, completely erasing what was a 26-point Pacers lead. In Boston, the Garden was packed and loud. This felt like a game where the Pacers lost their opportunity in the early fourth quarter. But about 4 or 5 minutes or so to go, Nate McMillan had a pretty big decision to make. He was bringing Thad Young back in. He had to decide whether he was going to leave Domantas Sabonis or Miles Turner into the game for the final 4 or so minutes. And this has been a decision that he has changed from time to time. This has been Sabonis closing at times, and it's been Turner closing at times. He decided to stick with Turner, and the move immediately paid off. Turner, with the Pacers trailing by one with a couple of minutes to go, off an Oladipo missed three, had a put-back dunk that would put the Pacers up. It would turn out for good. It gave Indiana a one-point lead, and leading by five in the final minute and a half, an and-one for Miles Turner would essentially be the nail and coffin moment for the Pacers. Victor Oladipo, though, as much as Turner had maybe the two biggest plays of the game, Victor Oladipo was that constant force for the Pacers. 35 points and 10 rebounds for Oladipo on the night. He also had 5 steals. Oladipo now has a steal in 39 consecutive games. If you're wondering where that ranks in Pacers history, it is very close to the best. In fact, he can tie the best on Sunday. With a steal on Sunday, Oladipo will have a steal in 40 straight games, and that will match Ron Artest for a Pacers franchise record. Oladipo's 35, a couple of big shots from Oladipo and Turner down the stretch. Indiana allowed a 26-point lead to completely be erased, and then close the game stronger than the top team in the East on their home floor for a 97-91 win. That was last night against Boston. It closed out what should have been a 2-game road trip, but the first game never happened. On Wednesday night against New Orleans, the Pelicans game was rained out. A leak in the roof was never able to be fixed in time, so it ended up being a 1-game road trip for the Pacers, and they won it at the top team in the Eastern Conference. Boston had beaten the Pacers twice at Bankers Life Fieldhouse this year. So far in that 3-game series, Boston's up 2-1. Neither team has won on their home floor. The Pacers have a real opportunity in front of them. Their next 5 games, which has the All-Star break in there, 2 coming up, and then the All-Star break, and then 3 after that. All 5 of the next 5 opponents are under 500, and 4 of them are near the very bottom. On Sunday, the Pacers take on the New York Knicks. That's at home, a 5 o'clock tip. It's a Hickory night where Tony Hinkle will be honored. However, tickets are very limited for it. There are only a few left, so if you want to be at Bankers Life Fieldhouse for this game, I recommend acting now. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can do that. A 5 o'clock tip, so again, note the earlier start time, allows you to get out if you have stuff to do for Monday morning and not spend late into Sunday evening at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. 5 o'clock tip, Pacers.com/tickets, Sunday is how you can be there. If you can't, please join us with the Kroger pregame show at 4:30, that's right here, or also with Jeremiah Johnson at 4:30 on Fox Sports Indiana for Pacers and Knicks on Sunday. Then it's Nets, Hawks, Mavericks, Hawks. Those are 4 teams at the very bottom of the NBA standings. The Nets comes before the All-Star break. Then the Pacers have 9 days off before 3 more against Atlanta, Dallas, and Atlanta to close out February. The Pacers don't play a team with a record over 500 until March. That comes with a bit of an asterisk because they have not yet named a makeup date for that New Orleans game. It's theoretically possible that it could be placed in that gap and that the Pacers would play the Pelicans again in that next 5. We've got a great Pacers Weekly coming up for you. You will hear from players, coaches, broadcasters alike, Mark Boyle, Chris Denari, Jeremiah Johnson, Mark Monteith, and Eddie White. All will pay a visit before we hit 11 o'clock. We'll be with you from 10 to 11. We would love for you to pay a visit as well. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in, talk Pacers basketball with us, or if you prefer the online method, I'm at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter. We will answer your Twitter questions here coming up throughout the program. Let's start things off right after the break. We will hear from Mark Boyle, Pacers radio play-by-play voice. He will chat with Indiana Pacers head coach Nate McMillan. Their conversation coming up when we return on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Banker's Life from the name on our home court, Banker's Life Fieldhouse. Banker's Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Since 1993, the Pacers Foundation has been investing in agencies throughout Indiana that are working to create programming and opportunities for at-risk youth. From anti-bullying to providing safe havens for abused children, to day camps to mentoring programs, the Pacers Foundation strives to be part of the solution to the problems facing our Indiana children. You can help, too, by purchasing a Pacers Foundation license plate through the Indiana Bureau of Motor Vehicles. Go to pacersfoundation.org to learn more.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I am Pat Boylan. We'll be with you from 10 to 11 o'clock. You miss any of the show, not to worry. Pacers Sound on SoundCloud is where we post this show afterward. Or if you use any of the podcast apps out there, all you have to do is subscribe to Pacers Sound, and this one will be deposited into your app shortly after the show, the entire show. In its entirety, we have what I think is one of the best shows of the year. Chris Denari got into the locker room and talked with Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner, the two stars, the two biggest stars of the Pacers' win last night. You'll hear that coming up a little bit later in the show. But as always, we start things off with Pacers play-by-play voice Mark Boyle and his chat with head coach Nate McMillan. Mark.
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers are off today, New York tomorrow. A two-game road trip concluded last night in Boston. And in actuality, Nate, it turned out to be a one-game trip because the game in New Orleans got, I guess for lack of a better term, rained out. Would you term that one of the more bizarre experiences of your career?
It really was. You know, we had both teams there ready to go and, you know, trying to wait for the rain to stop and see if we could get that game in. But the conditions just wouldn't allow the players to play.
What specifically was it about the conditions that prevented you from playing?
Well, the leak in the roof, you just didn't know. They came up with a contraption to stop the water, try to stop the leak or cover the leak, but you really didn't know if that thing was going to leak within the time of the game. You know, a 2.5-hour game, all it takes is one wet spot for the players to get injured. It was in an area where it was going to be a lot of activity, so you just couldn't take a chance.
Can you take us behind the scenes into the locker room? The players were sent into the locker room about 6:45 or so and never did come back out. What goes on back there when you're waiting to find out whether or not you can play?
Well, you know, you're in contact with the league. You're talking with the officiating crew, and you're just talking about, you know, what they can do to fix the problem. And the league was on the phone with us. We talked with the players and really came down to everybody getting involved, our GM, Kevin Pritchard, ownership getting involved, and the league finally making the decision that, you know, just the conditions wouldn't allow that game to be played. And, you know, a lot of waiting and, you know, seeing if the problem could be fixed, and never could get it fixed, and had to cancel the game.
So we move forward. The Pacers were in Boston last night. They play the Knicks tomorrow night. Let's talk about the injury situation. You lose Darren Collison in the short term anyway. Do we have a guess based on how his surgery went when he might be back?
His surgery went well, and we're thinking 2 to 3 weeks is the time frame that I've been given that he should hopefully be back. But the surgery went well. We expect him to possibly be moving now already on his leg, and we're hoping that we can get him back as soon as possible.
Would there be any reason to think that when he does come back, he couldn't slip right back into his own spot, or do you have to gradually work him back in?
We certainly hope so, but anytime you you know, you're coming off of injury, whether you know surgery or you know, a sprained ankle or something like that, you're off 2 or 3 weeks. You're going to have to be careful, cautious with how you bring guys back.
And Glenn Robinson has been back, at least at the G League level. Is he close?
He's very close. He went down and played 2 games with our G League team, and we wanted to just get him some minutes. He's been working hard in practice, trying to just, you know, get his confidence and trusting, you know, his body out on the floor, you know, playing in some 3-on-3, 4-on-4. And we hope to get him back right after the break.
What would his availability be in terms of, would he be on a minutes restriction, or would he be in your rotation, or anything along those lines?
Yeah, we certainly think he'll be on a minutes restriction coming back. My thought is, you know, maybe 10 minutes a game, the first couple of games, just to you know, get him out there and playing 5 minutes a half. And we'll see how he goes after that. You know, after being off for, you know, an entire season, you're going to be slow and cautious with bringing him back as well.
This is the last part of the schedule before the All-Star break. Knicks tonight and then Brooklyn before you get a week plus off. Are you relatively pleased with where you're sitting as you look ahead to the break and beyond?
Yeah, well, you know, this is where we are, and you have to go with what's in front of you. I thought we've had a pretty decent first half of this season, and you know, the main thing for us is to stay hungry before this break, and you know, go into the break hopefully with you know, some wins under our belt, and come back refreshed and have a strong finish.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a regular basis during our Saturday weekly program. The Pacers and the Knicks tomorrow night. That's a 5 o'clock start, and then on to Brooklyn to face the Nets on Wednesday after that. A nice break for everybody except the people involved in the All-Star game, and then the Pacers will return for the final 30 or so games of the regular season. I'm Mark Boyle. Let's turn things back over to Pat Poilin.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. If you haven't visited the new Pacers team store, you should check that out. It features new Nike gear, jerseys, T-shirts, everything Hickory. Sunday is a Hickory night, the second to last of the year. And you can do that by visiting PacersTeamStore.com or by visiting the store inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. A lot of great jerseys are coming in from time to time, so if you haven't seen something before, an item, perhaps it might be there now. PacersTeamStore.com is where you can purchase your Pacers gear. Coming up next is time for TV voice Chris Denari. He chatted with Miles Turner, with Victor Oladipo after the game last night. We will hear from those three next on Pacers Weekly.
Music's newest trend is coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse for an after party you'll never forget. See the Pacers take on the Atlanta Hawks on Friday, February 23rd. Stick around after the game for a silent dance party. That's right, Indy's biggest party just went silent. We'll bust out the headphones and you bust out the moves. Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the Pacers Silent Dance Party, Friday, February 23rd. Get your tickets at pacers.com/silentindy.
Jack's Donuts is sweetening up a Pacers win. The day after a Pacers victory, visit your local Jack's and mention the Pacers win to receive a free 12-ounce coffee or regular price donut. With more variety, more donuts, and more choices, Jack's is the place to celebrate a Pacers win. Visit www.jacksdonuts.com to find the Jack's Donuts location nearest you.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly, Indiana in Action, next on Sunday, 5 o'clock at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Pacers and New York Knicks. Indiana coming off one of their very best wins of the season, a win in Boston. You can make the case, I think, that it could be the best win of the year, especially when you consider Indiana got up 26, lost the lead, came back and won in the final moments. The two biggest players that had the biggest contribution for the Pacers last night, making key plays down the stretch, were Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner. Chris Denary in the locker room after the game talked to both of those players. Let's start with Chris Denary and Victor Oladipo.
All right, Victor, walk me through that fourth quarter when you guys got down. What was the key to the final 4 minutes?
I think just getting stops, getting the best shot possible, and making big plays down the stretch, and I think we all did a great job of doing that.
Was it advantageous for you to not have the game on Wednesday? Did you feel closer to 100% tonight?
A little bit. Still feeling a little bit, but, you know, I guess it's that little bug that's going around, so hopefully I can feel a little bit better for Sunday.
That first half, you guys put a lot of pressure on them. You guys led by 26. You had four steals. What was the game plan coming out? Because it seemed as if your defense was as good as we've seen it this year.
Just try to, you know, make it tough for them. You know, they played a hard fall game yesterday. They won, and we just try to come in here and set the tone.
All right, those shots that you made, the drives in the fourth quarter, you had taken some three-point shots. You weren't able to get to the rim. What changed in those final few possessions?
I mean, I just try to mix it up. You know, my mid-range was falling a little bit. You know, threes was kind of going in and out. But, you know, towards the end of the game, I just, you know, just make the play that's there, take what they give me. So, it ended up turning out good for us.
All right, Victor Oladipo inside Denary's den. Congrats, Vic.
Thank you.
All right, that's Chris Denary, Victor Oladipo. Oladipo with 35 points on the night, 10 rebounds. So he had a double-double. Also notched five steals to go along with it. He was 2 of 8 from the three-point line. If there's one area where he can improve from the start of January, it's his three-point shot. But otherwise, Victor Oladipo has been every bit of the all-star form that he has been throughout the entire season. Oladipo over 50% from the field shooting in its totality. Miles Turner played 33 minutes, scored 19 points, had 7 rebounds, a pair of blocks. He had two of maybe the three or four biggest plays of the night, with Boston leading by one, a putback dunk put the Pacers up one, which would end up being for good, and then an and one, which would essentially seal the deal and put the Pacers up 8 with under 2 minutes left to go. He also talked with Chris Denary. Chris?
Heck of a win, big fella, and from the standpoint that you guys had the big lead, lost it, and were able to make that run in the final 4 minutes, walk me through that 13-6 run.
We just know that we've been in that position a lot this season, you know, especially at home. And, you know, it's big time for this team. We're able to let that translate on the road, you know, the way we play at home on the road. So, you know, I don't think we were fazed at all. You know, we've been in that position so many times this year that it's almost, you know, second nature to us just to come together and, you know, come back and win like that.
Did you feel fresher having not played since Monday?
Yeah, I think it was. You know, every guy's needs to rest. You know, Vic was obviously coming back from his sickness, and it was perfect for us. Guys had good – we had incredible legs in that first half. We got out and ran. We competed on the defensive end, so it definitely helps.
But one thing you guys did tonight was out-rebound the Celtics by double figures. Was that a focus going in?
We just playing hard, man. I think that's really what it was. Guards got in there and rebounded. Guys came in and took care of business, and, you know, that's what it is.
All right, one of the biggest plays of the game. You're down one. You set a screen for Vic. two guys run into you. Vic misses the shot. You go right to the rim. Walk me through that play when you got the offensive replay.
Literally, that in that timeout, Papa had told me, so you got to start going to the glass, offensive glass. They got these, they're switching the smalls on you. So I just took it upon myself to do it. And, you know, it's right time, right place.
All right, congratulations on the win.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's Miles Turner and Chris Denary after the game. Thanks to Chris for grabbing two players, two of the key standouts in that game against Boston last night. A lot more coming up in Pacers Weekly. Austin Crozier has been on the last two games worth of coverage. By the way, no makeup date yet announced for that New Orleans game, so the Pacers will have to go back to New Orleans at some point. It's not going to be an easy task to figure out where it goes. Both teams have extremely packed months of March, so we'll see where the NBA decides to put that, and you would think an announcement would be coming fairly soon on that game, but so far no makeup date announced for what was supposed to be the Wednesday game in New Orleans. So the Pacers have the very rare two-game road trip where they went 1-0. A home game is coming up next. That's on Sunday against the New York Knicks, 5 o'clock. We'll be right here 4:30 with the Kroger pregame show. Mark Boyle, of course, will be there. Austin Crozier's been with him. As I mentioned, on the road, those two will have a conversation coming up on Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associates, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
We continue Pacers Weekly here. We're live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis. I am Pat Boylan. We are taking your Twitter questions. We have a couple in so far, including one from the very, very loyal listener at Who Do I Owe. We might get his question coming in a little bit later. Let's hear again from Mark Boyle, this time with Austin Crozier.
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers back at it tomorrow night, taking on New York. Last night, a brief two-game road trip concluded in Boston. Let's talk about the road in general. We're far enough along that I think we can make some definitive statements about a variety of areas, and one of them, I think, Austin, is this. The Pacers do not have a great road record, but it's much better than it has been in previous seasons, and by NBA standards, where the home team wins a significant percentage of the time, it's not bad at all. Why the relative success on the road?
You know, I feel like we had this conversation last year with why the struggles on the road, and it's really hard to put a finger on why a team struggles on the road with certain compositions as opposed to others, and I think lots of times it comes down to confidence. When you struggle on the road, those things tend to snowball, and you get into these late game situations where maybe you're up 6 points, all of a sudden the other team goes on a 12-2 run, and you think to yourself, oh no, here we go again. But I think the confidence that this team has gained from getting a number of key road wins early on in the season. I remember one of the third or fourth road games, there was a huge win against Minnesota at Minnesota, and I think that becomes a point of reference going forward, right? Hey, we beat this team a week ago. We can do it again. You go into San Antonio, you win a game. You go into Utah and you win a game. Whatever it might be, confidence can start from small places, and it becomes a reference point that you can always go back to.
There are still enough games left that the unforeseen could happen, but it's starting to look like there are nine teams for eight spots in the Eastern Conference, which means either Indiana's out or Detroit's out or Philadelphia or whomever. Do you see one of those teams being more likely to miss than any of the others?
Well, I think it's too early to say that the Pacers are in the clear or even Milwaukee is in the clear. With that being said, to answer your question, I would pick Philadelphia to be the team on the outside. I think that they are a team of the future. They have a lot of really good young pieces, and they are going to be good for a long time. With that being said, they don't have a real veteran anchor on that team. You've got J.J. Redick, but he's out there running around with four young players on the court at all times. They've struggled to win close games late. I think that the addition of Blake Griffin for Detroit is going to put them up a notch above Philadelphia, and I think ultimately they'll be the team on the outside, or at least if I were to pick a team today, that's the team that I would pick that would be on the outside looking in.
This doesn't look to be a serious concern, but Darren Collison did go down and had knee surgery not long ago. He shouldn't miss all that much more time, and the All-Star break is a big benefit there because you're talking about 8 or 9 days without a game. In the short term, how is he missed?
Well, I think that quietly, you know, he's kind of been the unsung hero for this team. So much of the credit has gone to Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, and it should. They've been phenomenal. But Darren Collison has had one of the best years of his career, and I don't think he's really gotten the credit. So he will certainly be missed. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. His assist-to-turnover ratio, I think, since January 1st, is second best in the entire NBA, which has been phenomenal. Every team that has a score like Victor Oladipo needs a setup man that can get him the ball. You know, the point guard has to ride that fine line between looking for his own shot and getting his teammates involved, and I think he's done a phenomenal job of towing that line all season long.
And that brings me to this question, which is something I've always wondered about. Even when you're running the same offense, if a different guy is running it, it's still a little different, and I'm using the word different perhaps far too frequently, but I wonder from the perspective of someone who's been in that situation where you're playing with different point guards, when the lead guy goes down and is out, in what subtle ways do things change?
Well, I think it depends on the role of the player who goes down. So Darren Collison, he's your point guard, he's your setup guy. He does enough to keep defenses honest offensively, but he's not your lead scorer. Now, if your point guard was your lead scorer and your backup wasn't that caliber of a player, I think it would be a big difference. But when you've got a guy coming in that can play a similar role, Corey Joseph, right? He's more than capable of running an offense. He's solid defensively. He's got the quickness that can stay with defensive point guards. I don't think that there's going to be as big of a drop-off for the Pacers losing their starting point guard unless it was a different circumstance where Darren Collison was your primary scorer and there was a huge drop-off. I don't think that the Pacers are going to miss that big of a beat.
All-Star break is next weekend. What do players do during the All-Star break? I don't mean, like, do they go on vacation? Do they do X, Y, or Z? I mean, what do they do? How do they use that time to recharge?
I think, honestly, it's getting away from basketball. I don't know many guys that do a whole lot on All-Star break. I think you take 2 or 3 days of doing literally absolutely nothing. You usually go on some sort of a vacation, usually somewhere warm, and then you'll start going to the gym and maybe lifting weights and you know, getting on the treadmill for a couple of days. But I think All-Star break is more to relax your mind a little bit and give it a break as much as it is your body. Athletes at this point that have been playing 50 games, for them to take a week off, they are not going to get out of shape. And if it is, it's only slightly and you'll get it back very quickly. But mentally, I think this is really where you need the break. And I like the idea that the NBA has essentially pushed the All-Star game back. I remember when I played, it seemed like it was truly in the middle of the season. You played roughly 40 games and you had a break. Now you're closer to 55 games. And I think that that's a good break to get healthy, quality basketball going down the stretch of the season.
That's Austin Crozier. I'm Mark Boyle. The Pacers back at it tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. The Knicks come to town, and then one more game before the break. The Pacers will be in Brooklyn on Wednesday. Let's go back to Pat Boylan.
All right, Mark and Austin, thank you. Coming up next on Pacers Weekly, it's time to go around the house with Eddie White. We find out who EW has tracked down when we return on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct. We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
Hey Pacer fans, this is Corey Joseph of your Indiana Pacers celebrating Black History Month with This Day in Black History presented by Honda Manufacturing of Indiana. On this day in 1908, Jack Johnson became the first African-American heavyweight champion when he knocked out the reigning champion Tommy Burns. Johnson held on to the title until 1915 and continued to box until he was 50. For more This Day in Black History presented by Honda Manufacturing of Indiana, visit Pacers.com.
You're listening to Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live with you here every Saturday morning from 10 to 11. Live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, talking Pacers basketball with you. We have a couple of live guests joining us a little bit later. Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson will do that. But if you follow us regularly, you know Eddie White walks around Bankers Life Fieldhouse on a mission to find somebody with an interesting story to tell, perhaps somebody in a position that is of importance or interest that you might not know about. That's the case this week. Eddie White, who do you have, sir?
Thanks, Patrick. It is once again time to go around the house. I haven't had this guy in a while because he's busy, quite frankly, and doesn't have time for me. He's one of our vice presidents, the big guru in charge of all the ticketing and all the logistics, all the stuff that goes on to getting tickets in your hands and on your phones to get you in to see our Indiana Pacers. He's my main man, big fan of the University of Kentucky, the great Barry Gibson. Coach Gibson, how are you?
I'm great, Eddie. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I won't ask you about your cats. They're struggling right now.
Yeah, they're not playing well.
But I want to ask you about something. We're all surprised and so happy about the success of the Pacers so far, getting better and better and exciting and fun to watch. Have you seen that, you know, translated into ticket sales and interest from our fans?
Absolutely. I think we've seen, a big pickup in our weekend games especially. So it really doesn't matter who the opponent is. Those Friday, Saturday, Sunday games have been really big for us. So I think we've been pleasantly surprised with how things have picked up. And we've got some, good games coming up where we still have some tickets available, but there's some games that are pretty slim.
What I liked that you said there is that the weekend games have been selling well and some selling out regardless of who the opponent is. To me, as a PR guy, I'm stopping in my tracks right here. That tells me that, like we say, we grow basketball here in 49 states. It's just basketball, but this is Indiana. This fan base and even the casual fan, they like this team if they're going to come down on a weekend and pack this place.
Absolutely. I think that's the great thing about Hoosiers. They know basketball. And I think the thing from the get-go, when people started seeing this team on the floor, they liked what they saw. They liked the hustle. They liked the teamwork, that they didn't really care who scores. And that's what people really enjoy. And so when we've been out in the community, whether it's at a youth basketball event or at schools, I mean, that's what parents, that's what teams, that's what youth coaches are talking about, and they want to bring their kids here and they want to see these games. So anytime mom and dad or that basketball league has a chance to get out here, they're buying tickets and they're getting out here to watch this team.
That's a great point, because you see people come to the games, and it could be a mom and dad with just a son or just a daughter who plays, you know, grade school hoop, and they come down, they're getting three tickets on a Wednesday night game. But then you see groups come down. You see the groups, some of them go down on the court, they do the high five thing, and then you got groups that are rocking all over the place. I mean, whether it's a group of three or a group of 300, they can have one whale of a time here, and you and your guys can take care of them.
Yeah, we have what we call fan experience packages, so if you want to play basketball on the floor, if you want to cut down the nets, if you want to do an on-court presentation, we have just about anything you can think of for any group you can think of, whether it's a church, civic organization, you're looking to do a fundraiser, corporation, you name it. We host all those types of groups, and we have a full staff that's here just to make sure they're taken care of, that it's a great memory for the group. You know, we get your photo on the floor, those types of things. So we do all those things all year round.
And if you have either a small company or maybe you got a group of guys and you got some spouses, you want to have a special 50th anniversary party or something like that, for certain games, you can go like the big leaguers and you could do it in a suite.
Absolutely. So we've got we have suites where you can get, you know, multiple tickets, anywhere from, you know, from 10 to 20 tickets for a game. Parking passes are included. There's a food credit, so there's going to be some food and beverage that will be included in that. And you can come out and have your own private space for that evening, watch a great game, entertain, could be entertaining clients, prospects, or like you said, just get together for anniversary, birthday type of deal. And it's a fantastic way to do it.
So if the common denominator is a great Pacers victory, probably fall behind by 20 and come back and win by 6. You know, we love that movie. We love seeing that movie. It's exciting. But if that's the common denominator, but the uniqueness of it is I could be up in, like, Legends. I can be one of the restaurants. I could be in a suite. I can be in the club level. I could be in a lower level. I can be anywhere, and you can still have one whale of a time because, one, you got great food all over the place, and you have really – there isn't a bad seat in this building. I mean, I've been to 8 billion buildings. There isn't a bad seat in Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
No, I mean, this building was built specifically for basketball, so it's terrific. And I think, you know, one of the things we say is whether we win or lose, everybody's going to have a great time. You know, Dean Havlin and our game ops guys put on a great show. So you're going to be entertained. Your kids are going to enjoy it, whether it's Boomer, whether it's the basketball itself, or you're a foodie and you're into other things. There's something for everybody here. So win or lose, everybody has a great time, and when they go home, that's all they're talking about.
I said that I have a hard time getting you because you are busy, because, you know, you got the Pacers. You got the Fever. The schedule was just announced, right? You got a whole configuration going there. We got concerts in this place. There's never an off night in this building, but it kind of keeps it fun, doesn't it?
It does. It keeps us on our toes. So our concerts have been phenomenal. Our colleagues on the facility side have done a great job getting great shows in here, and it keeps you busy. So we literally have a show for everybody, whether you're in the country. I think we got Alan Jackson, you know, that just announced, you know, JT just coming in. So we've got something for everybody, no matter what you're into.
Well, man, it's always great to catch up with you, and I do appreciate your time. And to remind people again, I know they can go to Pacers.com/tickets for ticket options, but if someone has an interest and they hear us, they go, you know what, I think I might want to get a suite. You know, my dad's 80th birthday is coming up, and he loves the Pacers. It might be good to bring him in here. And we even tailor that, right? You'd have the Pacemates come up and say hi, or, you know, maybe Boomer comes by. I mean, they will Barry and his people will tailor packages and stuff like that. Someone's listening to our voice, where do they go?
So, like you already mentioned, Pacers.com/tickets. They can also call 317-917-2827 and get a hold of anybody here, and they can walk them through all the options we have and answer any questions they have.
Barry, it's always great to see you. Hey, good luck to your cats. Oh, you and Coach Cal and your cats. I know you need it, but they'll be fine by the end of by the tournament. And let's have a nice, surprising playoff run for the Pacers.
Absolutely. We'd love to have that.
How about that one, Patrick? He is a busy guy, and I love to catch up with him. He does love his Wildcats, though. Back to you, Patrick.
All right, Eddie and Barry, thank you. You can follow the Pacers with all the latest information to kind of touch on what those guys were talking about with the official Pacers app. There's live stats, there's tweets, there's videos, and live stories all available to your smartphone. And once you visit Bankers Life Fieldhouse, this is when the app really kicks into high gear because you can upgrade your seat simply from the app. You can download it at any of the app stores or pacers.com/app. We close out the show with Mark Monteith and Jeremiah Johnson live. It's Mark next on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. You miss any of this, please visit us on SoundCloud or subscribe to Pacers Sound through your podcast app, and this will be in that direction shortly after 11. With us now, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith. Mark, we considered a lot of potential scenarios for this two-game road trip. However, I don't think you and I ever considered a two-game road trip in which the result would be 1-0.
No, not at all. You never think about rainouts in the NBA, and you shouldn't have them, but I guess any roof is capable of springing a leak at any time, and that happened in New Orleans. I think it worked out to the Pacer advantage because it gave Victor Oladipo another couple days to kind of recover from his bug. And as players were talking earlier in the show, you know, rested their legs a little bit, so they came out in the first half last night with a lot of energy in Boston. So we don't know when that game will be rescheduled. I would hope it's not rescheduled in a way that gives the Pacers a disadvantage. I don't see how it could be done without putting them into a back-to-back situation. But hopefully it'll do the same for New Orleans. So we may look back at the end of the year and say that rainout was a good thing.
All right, let's look at this Boston game last night because it was extremely interesting from many different levels. First of all, of course, Boston was on a back-to-back. The Pacers had a bunch of days off. Brad Stevens, though, his teams are affected by the back-to-back less than just about, if not every team in the NBA since he's been there. They were 6-3, for example, this year on back-to-back. So how do you wrap up everything that that game was, including getting out by 26 points in terms of a lead in the first half, completely losing that 26-point lead, and then trailing on the road against the top team in the Eastern Conference, coming back and winning that game late? How do you wrap all that up?
It's a lot there, a lot of storylines there. I think the reason the Celtics are so good at back-to-backs is that they execute so well. You know, they get good shots, and that kind of makes up for the energy issues you get into when you're playing in a back-to-back situation. The Pacers, you know, we saw their personality last night. Again, you know, they had a great start for a variety of reasons. You know, Boston came out sluggish, the Pacers were rested, that type of thing. But we've seen them time and time again fail to protect a comfortable lead, just as we see them time and time again come back from a major deficit. So you could tell really in the first minute of the game that they had a lot of energy and were going to play well. Then you could tell in the first minute of the second half they were in trouble because it wasn't there. It's so hard for all teams to come out and play with a 20-point lead at halftime and have the same energy that got them that lead. So you can see it coming. But then to fall behind on the road against, you know, the first-place team in the Eastern Conference and recover that victory was impressive. Victor Oladipo obviously gets most of the credit, and I tweeted out there, they're going to have to put the game in his hands because he's the only guy out there who looks like he's poised. He made some huge baskets. He made big plays. I thought the shot Miles Turner hit was kind of a breakthrough for him because we haven't seen him hit many big shots from the perimeter like that in his career. And then, of course, the play Corey Joseph made. You know, if you were to go back and watch it, just getting his hand on that ball and giving the Pacers another possession after that missed shot, he came from deep in the right corner near the free throw line just to bat it. And that really saved the game for the Pacers. So it showed their tendency to relax when in a comfort zone, which all teams face. It showed their ability to fight back from deficits, which they've done all year. And we saw, again, how important Victor Oladipo is to this team. You know, we saw last night why they're 0-6 without him, because they certainly weren't going to win that game without him, even if he had only set out the last 5 minutes. So we kind of saw the entire Pacers season in a nutshell there, I thought.
Yeah, let's go closer on that Miles Turner point you were bringing up. He had 19.7 rebounds, two of, as you noted, the biggest plays of the game late down the stretch in Boston. I think of the things he needs to work on, probably consistency is in there. We were talking last week, he had two games of 20 and 10 or better, and then followed that up with a couple of games where he really struggled. That said, there haven't been a ton of moments in his young career where he's been a huge difference maker down the stretch, and he certainly was last night against Boston.
Yeah, that's right. I could remember shots he had, big shots, at, you know, late in games that he missed. In a Not only did he miss him, it looked like he was kind of nervous. I remember one earlier this season at the Fieldhouse. He said he didn't follow through. He just kind of flicked it. And last night, you know, hitting that shot, drawing a foul, I thought was big for him. That's got to carry over, I think, into other games where that'll be in the back of his mind that he can hit a big shot. And he has been really, really inconsistent this season. I guess if there's one guy you want to say is somewhat of a disappointment this season, it would be him. But I think he's going through a real adjustment where suddenly he's a team captain. The expectations are way up. He's adjusting to new teammates. A lot of things going on. He wants to do well so badly, but I think sometimes he kind of psychs himself out a little bit. And he's had injury issues. You know, he's out with a concussion. He's out with an injury. So he's had a real kind of busy and complicated season. But we remind ourselves often, and we need to, that he's 21 years old. He's in his third year. He should be a college senior. And he shows so much promise. He just needs to kind of round out his skill set. He's a good player now, certainly has a chance to become a very good player. And I thought last night's game could be a step forward for him.
Mark Monteith is with us. Let's close looking at this Hickory Night that is coming up on Sunday, because you've done a lot of work for it on Pacers.com. It is honoring Tony Hinkle, and there's a lot of great coverage there. You can take this in any direction you want. I personally found interesting the reason he's named Tony.
Oh, he got the nickname Tony from his college coach. He went to the University of Chicago when it was a Big Ten school, or really, I guess it was called the Western Conference back then because there weren't 10 teams in it. But he ate an Italian meal before a game, and his coach, you know, thought that was a bad choice for a pregame meal. He had spaghetti and meatballs, and he was kidding him and called him Tony, you know, an Italian name. So that's how he got it, and I didn't really realize that. I went to a ton of Butler games back in the day when he coached, and never really considered, you know, how he got the nickname or that it was even a nickname. His name is Paul Hinkle. But he had a coaching career unlike anybody ever has had or will have. It's amazing to think he coached at Butler. He became the baseball coach there in 1921. He became the basketball coach in 1926. He retired in 1970 at the age of 70, wanted to keep going, but the university had a mandatory retirement policy when you hit 70. He wrote a letter to the university president and it wasn't even answered. So he kind of got kicked out the door that way, although the university let him stay around as a special assistant to the president, kind of a liaison for the athletic department until he died at the age of 92 in 1992. But this guy coached all three sports, football, basketball, and baseball for a lot of years, including 31 years when he coached all three in the same academic year. If you could imagine being football, basketball, and baseball coach in the same academic year and being athletic director on top of that for 30 years. And then, as I tell in the story, he would go out on Friday nights and referee high school football games. I guess he had too much free time on his hands or something. So certainly a different era. No one's ever going to do that again. Butler played a major schedule, even though they weren't in a major conference. And they would knock off the likes of Big Ten teams just about every year, it seemed like. So if you don't know the career of Tony Hinkle, I would recommend going to Pacers.com and reading what I put up there. It's truly a remarkable life and career for him, and that legacy will be honored tomorrow at the Hickory Night.
Great content over Pacers.com from Mark Monteith and the whole Pacers.com crew. Mark, thanks to you for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
All right, we close out the show. Jeremiah Johnson was out in Boston last night. He gives us his perspective when we return on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Get the best seats at the best pricing for the greatest spectacle in racing. Tickets for the 2018 Indianapolis 500 presented by Pengrade Motor Oil and all of May's epic events at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway are on sale now. Be there for IndyCars crossing the bricks at over 230 miles per hour, the base dropping over the snake pit presented by Coors Light, and save a vacation day to rock out on Miller Lite Carb Day. Get your tickets now and save at Indy500.com. Is it May yet?
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Jeremiah Johnson joining us now as we close out Pacers Weekly. He is live. Have you updated your LinkedIn page to include weatherman on it now? That's something you got to do on Wednesday.
You know, we have a traveling crew for Fox Sports Indiana, but we do not have a staff meteorologist. So I almost thought maybe during the broadcast Wednesday, I could have called my old friend Brian Wilkes at Fox 59, since we're, you know, all in the Fox family, and gotten an update. But at that point, I really did feel like, as we were talking Wednesday night, we were just waiting for the bad news. There were a few signs that I thought maybe there was a chance the Pacers could play, but in the end, it was just a long rain delay show.
And we don't know yet when that Pelicans game will be made up, but the Pacers will have to go back to New Orleans again at some point this year. That
you
said,
would think, you know, I was thinking maybe it'd only be fair to have them come to Indianapolis since it was their arena's fault.
That's true. Or you could just have them forfeit the game.
Yeah, I don't know that the other Eastern Conference rivals would be okay with that.
I'm also not sure that the high-ups in the NBA are listening to the show this morning. So maybe maybe it doesn't matter. But all that said, two-game road trip, one gets canceled. You come out of it with a win at Boston. Clearly a huge success. That game was one of the more interesting of the season. Your perspective on it?
Really good start. I thought the first possession or two, I was really watching Thaddeus Young, and he got into the passing lane a few times and just basically helped push Al Horford out a little bit. And I just thought the defensive pressure early on kind of set the tone, and it allowed for good offense. I mean, the points off of turnovers were good early on. They were able to get out and go in fast break opportunities. I believe they had 14 fast break opportunities or points in the first half and none in the second half. And that was kind of a big reason that they were you know, the Celtics got back into the game. But I thought it was very impressive. I thought if Boston got that lead, it would be a bad sign because the crowd really got loud a few moments there, late third quarter and early fourth quarter. And, you know, with Boston being such a good team, with having a guy like Kyrie Irving, you thought if they got that lead, they would maybe be able to close the game out. And on two different occasions when Boston got a one-point lead, the Pacers answered back. Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner, it was great to see those two guys really carry the team offensively when they needed it most, and it was a very impressive win.
It's February 10th. There are two more months left in the season. If you go back to, for example, there are plenty of sites like this, so I don't mean to pick on just one specifically. But ESPN and their mathematical formulaic prediction for how many wins the Pacers would have on the year was 32.0 on the nose. The Pacers will get that with a win tomorrow against the Knicks. Just any thoughts on, you know, once you hit this, you hit this point in the season now, the Pacers are getting to the point of where a lot of people projected them to be 2 months down the line.
I think the big key has been they've not had any bad stretches with the exception of maybe that week or so, week and a half after Christmas when Victor Oladipo did not play. But when Victor's been healthy and on the court, this team is even much better than their current record would indicate. And so I think it's just been a season that started out better than people thought, and it's just continued. And I think there were people around the league that maybe thought, okay, you know, the old water finds its level, or they will come back to earth. But if you can get to that projection before the All-Star break, you are in a really good position. And I think also this is a team that is aware of the schedule and the standings, and they know it's a difficult end to the season. There, in recent years, I think the Pacers have closed with a number of home games down the stretch, and it'll be the opposite this season with a number of road games. So they know they have to create a little bit of separation so they don't have to go on one of those win six out of seven type stretches to end the year. And they're just in a great position. The East is fascinating to watch, especially I think those top nine. One pretty good team is not going to make the playoffs, and so you can't let up. But where this team is right now with just two games before the break, I think any Pacer fan, any NBA fan would have to be very pleased. And I'd say even just a little surprised at what they've seen.
And at least as the schedule is currently constructed without that Pelicans game in there, the next five games are against team under 500. Let's close this previewing the Knicks, which is tomorrow. No Kristaps Porzingis. Unfortunately, he's out for the year with a torn ACL. That obviously is an advantage to the Pacers. And what the fans have to look forward to, 4:30. So this is a bit of a different time that people have to get adjusted to. 4:30 on the pregame show with you.
I always enjoy the afternoon tip-offs, especially on a Sunday. You see a number of kids in the arena, and I believe it is a kids' club game as well. So you'll see a number of youngsters and a number of new fans that are really taking to this team. It's a Hickory night, so I always enjoy seeing the Hickory uniforms. I like the new Nike Hickory uniforms, and we'll be honoring Tony Hinkle on this Hickory night. So there will be a little bit of Butler flavor, I think, later on, about a couple hours on this 1070 The Fan. Butler will be taking on Villanova, so some Butler love this weekend. It'll be good to talk about the Bulldogs and talk Hickory and also talk about a Pacers team that could reach that number that you said that some people did not think or thought maybe they might get to at the end of the season. So Pacers Live pregame, Eddie Gill will join me in the Fox Loft, and we'll be on the air at 4:30 Sunday afternoon.
All right, he's Jeremiah Johnson. JJ, appreciate you joining us here this morning on Pacers Weekly.
Pat, enjoy your Saturday.
All right, he's Jeremiah Johnson. That'll wrap up Pacers Weekly. If you missed any of it, Pacers Sound on SoundCloud or by visiting Pacers Sound, subscribing there on your podcast app. That'll wrap it up. Pacers and Knicks, 5 o'clock, Pacers.com/tickets. Limited tickets available, so you're going to want to act on those soon here. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there for the game against the New York Knicks. 5 o'clock tip, so you can get out of there 7:30 or so on Sunday night. 4:30 on Kroger pregame show here, 4:30 with Jeremiah Johnson on Fox Sports Indiana as well. That'll wrap it up for Pacers Weekly. We will talk to you at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOINC.com, and let's go Pacers.